The first time about the subsidence problem down in the, in Texas, which had been...
Well, that was a little town on the Gulf of Mexico. Well, I think it was Humboldt or something, no, Texas. Developed some oil fields just outside of town. I guess some of the wells were actually out there left. And as they extracted the oil, gas, and water, the town actually went underwater. And the state of Texas moved there and said, look, fella, an act of God has occurred, and the state now owns that point. Get out of it.
This is because it had
gone underwater,
underwater and became extinct.
Well, Humboldt employed attorneys and went to court and proved that, the court satisfaction man had caused that subsidence. It wasn't an act of God, and therefore they still owned the oil. The oil companies at that time were all saying that oil couldn't have anything to do with it. It was a very hush-hush thing. It took a long time to find out about that. Then we found out that in Lake Maracaibo in Venezuela, a huge oil field on a lake, part of the world out in the lake, a company oil town on the shore had gradually been going underwater. We never could get much information on that. There was no damage to it or anything because oil companies owned the town, they had no suit themselves. The same kind of thing was happening there, apparently. Well, we had a guy, an engineer, who, I thought he taught at USC, applied for the job when we were about to hire the guy in the mountain, and we did hire him. And he said, well, I couldn't have anything to do with this. Look at Chicago. They, you know, all the trouble they've had. And London, and all the subsidence problem they've had. And Mexico City. Same thing here. Why couldn't have anything to do with it? A lot of people sincerely believe that. But the coincidence, you watch these curves. The coincidence were overwhelming. The coincidence of subsidence with the extraction of oil, gas, and water. But the only scientific proof was these cars. But the Guardian Mountain engineer, the chief of them, named Woodward.
Glenn Woodward.
He died, actually, unfortunately. He became a close friend of mine. Before we knew about the car thing. Okay, out there, you look at these curves, yeah, they match perfectly, but I can find a curve of smallpox in Chicago or someplace that will match the subsidence curve. And therefore, I can prove that the smallpox epidemic caused subsidence. It ain't scientific. But the car stuff came along, they went on the line with all our reputation.
Now, we went up through the naval city being canceled because the subsidence was...
I don't know why it was... Well, I do know why it was called off, and I won't tell you.
Well, I'd like to hear about it. It's information I can't get elsewhere.
It's unfortunate. Well, anyway, we did get the unitization, the repricing, which arrested... I never say cured subsidence. It is not cured. They're arrested. And the scientists were careful. Never use the word cure. Subsidence has been ameliorated or arrested.
Yes, I noticed that the state likes those terms.
It has not been cured.
But did the state pressure the Navy to... cancel the suit?
I don't Montana? No. They're going to be famous along with the city. Edison, Union Pacific, all the big oil companies. The lobby pressure in Washington must have been terrific. I don't know that. I just assume it was.
Was the fit that this, well, I was wondering how the Navy was satisfied with the...
Well, they loved this shipyard. Present. Have you interviewed this present shipyard commander?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should. He is informed. He came along just before the battle.
What is his name?
Joe, I'll think of it in a minute. Now, you've been at this council meeting. You come to the oil department, Governor Navy Oil Department. After that, he hired his own engineer to keep track of the elevations to make sure the shipyard is staying stable for the surface.
Now, this is the present problem that occurred last year.
Mm-hmm. They began to worry about what the city was doing. Last week at Rodeo. And we had several conferences with him at that time. He'd never heard of really subsidence before he came here. And we went over to Bodenhausen, Irvin and I, and showed him the movie. Admiral James flew out here from Washington to greet him. When we took the movie over there, which I got out of the Navy files, we didn't know it was there. We had every department here with the shipyard. Them to see it and listen to it. And I'm sure his influence had quite a bit to do with the council unanimous vote to keep the oil department, but I was in the Navy. Last year at Naval Air Station San Diego, where I had 25 girls working for me, half of them waves and half full of service, and one lieutenant JG. And I learned that it's almost impossible to fire anybody in civil service. But you could make a civil service employee so miserable that they would ask for a transfer or resign. And that's what's been going on with the oil department. The manager moved them out of the harbor department in a quarter so they could work with the oil people down there in the crowded quarters in City Hall.
Now, the Harbor Department still is not working.
It has no legal connection with it. One thing we did, the Harbor Department had charge of it. In some place along there, we said, well, look, this problem goes far beyond the harbor, the legal limits of which were roughly Pine Avenue. We were sinking clear out here. The city ought to take it over. So it did. Took over the same staff. So going to the Harbor Department for at least it got them out of city manager's victims, that's why. But when the pressure got it all happened, a set of circumstances, anyway, city manager's victims. Passed the buck back to the Harbor Department. And he sent his number one assistant, Sam Roberts. Have you ever heard of him?
I've read his name in the report.
Down to try to help the Gordian McNaughton. And then he was very frustrating. He couldn't get the guy in McNaughton couldn't get information out of our own engineers down there. They were hired by the city to mortgage oil development. I believe I couldn't prove it. Had such control that the Harbor Department people wouldn't do anything unless Long Beach Oil Development said okay.
Now, Long Beach Oil Development was the city's
contract, the first contract. It still has it. They're on the west end side of the Pine Avenue. The biggest part. Yep. This deal has a part of the deal over there, the LBOD. That's the biggest part. The LBOD was Hancock Oil primarily, which became what Signal. Two or three small local companies. If you dug into it, you'd know some of the names. You'd probably go to some of the same place. Poor little oil operators who drive Cadillacs and fly airplanes. Personally, most of them are nice people. But the other ones that employed Jonah Jones, the attorney.
Yeah.
His main job was to control five of the city council people and the Harbor Commission. He did a good job in it.
Well, what role did he have in controlling the city council people?
Raising money for elections. That's how he did
it. That's how he had control over them. And what effect did he have on the process of trying to solve?
A structure to all that's great. Sometimes I ran across a list of 26 questions when we were shaping up this law. It was prepared by Lynn Hossam, who worked for Hancock Oil, the attorney for.
Yeah. Hossam is H-O-S-S.
And he lives in Lido, and not Lido, Treasure Island. Retired long ago. First thing I like him is to play handball with him. And the master of obstructionist, Jim Jonah Jones, prepared this list of 26 questions that ought to be answered before we proceeded with any law. Well, some of them were just on the answer list. They knew that. And the six people in the city council and the city attorney, Jerry Desmond, knew those as great stalling devices.
Desmond, was he Gerald?
Well, he was
attorney at that time.
Yeah, he was an attorney, and he was a councilman and chairman of the council's legislative committee. Then he became city attorney.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall what date this was?
I'm sorry. I can trace it out in minutes, but I'd have to do a lot of work. He was one of our projects. Plus he looked awesome. Jones. Well, politics got involved. The shipyard refused to endorse him for his re-election to council. No. He's a guy you should interview, really, because he worked with me all the time. At the beginning, he was an employee of the Chamber of Commerce. And the manager of the Chamber, Doug Campbell, assigned him to work with me and my committee. Then Bob left the Chamber and struck out in public relations. I've mentioned the hardcore committee.
Right.
I don't know how much. At any rate, members of that committee, the paper employed him to do public legwork for them and help me as chairman of Chambers Committee and on the Cities Committee. He remembers things that I don't remember, and his memory's accurate. He sent me this letter. I still think I got hold of it from Metzger to his boss.
Would you like to review this?
No. You can. Well, that explains the attitude of the Harvard Department to the Chamber, and they have antagonism. Well, that's how the bridge got named Gerald Desmond. This leads to it.
I see.
They knew they didn't like Gerald Desmond, but they had control of naming it. They knew the shipyard and didn't like Gerald Desmond, so the employees all have to drive over to Grand Rapids. Great, great, funny revenge, I guess. Oh well, it's just fun. Lake, he had mentioned him. He was mayor for a long time and on the city committee.
Now, did Keeler follow Vickers?
Keeler was mayor. Vickers was
city
manager.
City manager.
Well, somebody was nominating me for this award, and that brought these letters around that I'd given you.
I see.
That's all I know about it. This is a part of it. I don't know what this stuff is in here. Harry Fulton, have you met him around town?
No, I have not met him. Fulton? That F-U-L-T-O-N?
Yeah, he was a columnist for the paper back in those days. This was 1959 sometime. And Hank Ritter made him subsidence editor for several years. Then when John Mansell replaced Vickers as city manager, Mansell got Vickers, or got Hank Ritter to let him have Harry as a city employee in his office, assistant city manager for public relations and stuff. But this was before that. This is while he was subsidence editor.